Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to my head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through. Pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
March 27, 2021, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who we honor, Dr. Reverend Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, and we have a spirit-filled lesson on today. And we're going to get started. But first of all, I just want to give honor to God. Thank God for being saved and sanctified and filled with his precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, announcements. Amazing Grace School of Ministry classes. They have started March 25th. But however, you can still have time to register. Email her at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital AMAZINGRACEMINISTRIES@gmail.com to get your enrollment form. And she's studying at this time the Old Testament Survey Part 1, and that's Genesis through Nehemiah. In addition, if you need more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 4348, 438-4411. That's Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And for those that have sent a donation, we thank you for undergirding this ministry. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. You can text it at 309-750-7584, or you can email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, and it's E in the amazing instead of the I. Prepare to hear a word that will captivate your mind. It will change your life. It will move you forward in 2021. God is saying we are breaking out. Spring is here. We are rebuilding out of the ruins. There is life after death. Therefore, the theme for March 2021 is repositioning to prepare for the harvest. We have been down, but we have not been counted out. Saturday is declaring and decreeing the blessings of God by faith as we come out of this pandemic. Aren't you excited? Matthew 14:22-31, and this is the King James Version. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was not in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord," and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, King James Version. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Our introduction. We have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Yes, we have. We have come this far by faith, faith in the King of Kings, a year in the battle of our lives. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Now, the above are songs that we sing in church, songs of victory and faith. And this has been a trying time. Turn from a year adversity where the pandemic, the COVID-19, has swept through our world and changed it as we know it. But we are still here. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. According to the health organization, we will be able to better protect ourselves as more and more people receive the COVID-19 vaccines. They are still concerned about three other mutants that are in various countries, one being in the United Kingdom, that they are concerned about. But still, if everyone received this corona vaccination, 91% or 79% better at protecting ourselves from dying of the coronavirus. According to the CDC, the United States has administered 133,305,295 doses of COVID-19 vaccines and distribute 173,525,000 335 doses in the country as of Thursday morning. And this is what the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said. Now, the agency says the tally is for the Moderna, Pfizer, and the BioNTech and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines as of 6 o'clock this Eastern time on Thursday. According to the tally posted on March 24th, the agency had administered 130,473,853 doses of the vaccines and distributed 169,223,125 doses. The agency said that 87,343,622 people have received at least one dose, while 47,419,832 people were fully vaccinated as of Thursday. The agency also reported a total of 7,690,646 vaccine dosage have been administered in long-term care facilities. We thank God for giving us the scientists and allowing them to develop these vaccinations, but it's not where we stand as saints of the Most High God. If we were to look back over this past year, we can say that God has kept us and that he has provided for us. Yes, some of our loved ones have made their transitions and gone home to be with the Lord, but God is still in control. He has given us the weapons by which we use for battle. Let's look at some definitions. When you say declare, declare is to make known formally or explicitly. To decree is to command, to determine or judicially order or judicially decision. Remember now, faith is confident belief worthiness of a person, idea, or thing. Faith is the key that unlocks the door. Key is some keys. We can't be saved without faith. John 3:36 tells us that. Luke 7:50. We can't pray without faith. James 1:6. We can't please God without faith. Hebrews 11:6. Now let's get to our text. Matthew 14:22-31, and this is the New Living Translation. Jesus walked immediately after this. Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake. While he sent the people home, after sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it really you, tell me to come to you, walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" Now, interpretation of the scripture. Peter made a statement. He announced his intention. When you say announce, this is war to state emphatically, affirm to make a full statement. Judicially, administration of justice or judiciary, order or enforced by a court. Mounting apart to pray. There is a time when we need to be alone in the presence of God. And sometimes that means alone just with him. Midst of the sea, tossed with waves, For the wind was contrary, the storm, walking on the sea. Then here comes Jesus. Peter asked him and said, Lord, be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Peter was not testing Jesus, but he reacted out of faith. Peter understood who Jesus was, just as some of us today. We act out of faith for a while, then we lose it. Come. Therefore, exercising his faith by asking God if he could come. This impulsive request led to Peter experiencing an unusual demonstration of God's power. How many of us want to experience an unusual demonstration of his power? The wind boisterous. He was afraid and beginning to sink. So he cried, saying, Lord, save me. The boisterous wind, it hit, and Peter became fearful and afraid, which caused him to take his eyes off of God. How many of us today have taken our eyes off of God because of the destructions and distractions in our lives? We can say that now the thing seems to be getting better after the coronavirus. I'm a little more confident. I'm not fearful, not as I was in this time last year of March 2020. So then, therefore, Peter began to sink. Life is just like the boisterous wind. It hits us with obstacles and things that we have no control over, which it distracts us, and we, as Peter did in this scripture, we sink. But when we come to ourselves and cry unto the living God, who is able to wash away our tears, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hands and caught him. What an awesome God we serve, who immediately stretched forth his hands to catch him. Those distractions that we have, they cause us to lose faith sometimes. Thank you, Lord. And we forget God's promises. Then it allows doubt to enter in our spirit just for a moment, giving a place to the devil, which could even cost us our lives. Those promises to the believers, Psalm 37:3 tells us to trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be filled, fed. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, thank you, Lord. If thou canst believe, hallelujah, if thou canst believe, thank you, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 11:24 tells us, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Luke 17:6. And the Lord said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. John 3:14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Romans 4:21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised also to perform. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. It was suitable, effective, and worship Christ. He that comes to God must believe. He that believes in God will come. And that's Hebrews 6:11. God is saying he is King of Kings. So we can declare favor of the Lord. We can make our declaration of supernatural increase, poverty, promotion, restoration, honor, humor, recognition, access, and victory. We decree and declare that my prayers are answered because we believe. I see my future, and it looks good. How about you? Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. In conclusion, as we decree and declare our blessings, know that favor has been given to us by God. Those looking on will know that God is the one who moved on our behalf, so that they would decide to serve God themselves. Don't give up. Don't stop fighting. Don't throw in the towel because your blessings are on the way. God is moving. God is changing the way that we have been doing things because God is saying it is time for revival. It is time to allow the Spirit of God to fall down on us, that we may speak truth with power. And we must tell this dying world it is time to get right because God is on his way back. If you don't believe in God, begin to trust in him. He is opening doors and providing blessings that we don't deserve because he is faithful. He is just, and he will give us our heart's desires if our ways please him. God wants us to say yes in his letter. We must continue to fight the good fight of faith. We understand that this is not a flesh and blood fight, but it is spiritual. And the word says that the just live by faith. It has been a hard time. So many of our loved ones have gone to be on with the Lord. This pandemic has touched so many of our communities, but God is still in control. We are declaring and decreeing the blessings of God by faith as we come out of this pandemic. Saints, we must give God the glory. We must give God the praise because God is giving us victory. Things are popping up out of the death, and the dead things are going to return to life. Why? Because God said it so. Let's pray. Most gracious Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, in Jesus' name, before we ask you for anything, we thank you for everything. We thank you for what you have done, everything that you're going to do, and everything that you're doing right now. God, you are up to something. We thank you for this lesson that was put together for your glory. God, get your glory as we are breaking out. Spring is here. We are rebuilding out of the ruins. There is life after death, repositioning to prepare for the harvest. We have been down, but we have not been counted out. God, thank you for not counting us out. Thank you for who you are. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the everlasting Father, and we praise you. We honor you, and we adore you. Now, God, forgive us. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of our sins. Wash us again. Lord, look on your people everywhere. Look on the bereaved family. Look on the sick and shut in. Look on our leaders. Look on Dr. Carrie and her family, God. Look on my pastor, the superintendent, Dr. Byron Gibbs and Lady Gibbs. Look on our children. Save, Lord, like never before. Go to Texas, God. Go to Hawaii. Go to Iowa, Louisiana, Colorado, Indiana, Georgia, Michigan, and right here in Illinois, God. Look on Brother Tyree, Lord. Draw him closer to you. Look on his mother that is taking care of him. Look on Sister Baker and her mom. Help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on you. Look on the listeners, God, one by one and name by name, and show your glory, God. Do for them, God, what only you can do, only what a God like you can do, God. And be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today to Blog Talk Radio, where your host is Dr. Maria Carey, and standing in today is your co-host, Evangelist Missionary Terry Rogers. Again, if something was said that encouraged you on today, I need you to express it via text or email. Text Dr. Carrie at 309-750-7584. Tune in on next week with another exciting lesson. Same time. Enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.